This is program number LW2185. Well, it happened back in 1921. Hi, this is Larry West. It was Inauguration Day, and President Woodrow Wilson was ending two terms as President of the United States. Wilson's secretary, a man by the name of Joseph Tumulty, who had been with him for 11 years, stopped by to see President Wilson that day. And in his hand, he held a pardon for a Nebraska man who was in prison because he had been convicted of a federal crime. The criminal had persuaded Tumulty to help him get a presidential pardon. And trying to persuade the president to give him one, Tumulty used a pretty good argument. He said to the president, "I know someday when you need mercy, this last act will be remembered for you." Well, the president looked at the paper. He could grant the pardon with the signing of his signature. Then the president shook his head and said, "No, Joe, that case has been reviewed. The country needs a just government more than the old man needs a pardon, or I need an act of mercy." And the president took his pen and wrote the disappointing word across the paper, "Disapproved." You know, that man in prison and Wilson's secretary were not asking for justice. It wasn't justice they wanted. They were asking for mercy. And there is a big difference, you know. It was Benjamin Franklin who once said, "Pity and forbearance should characterize all acts of justice." Maybe so. But justice should never suffer in our demand for pity. Let me run that by again. I said, justice should never suffer because we demand pity. You know, when it comes to God, there are a lot of people who think that when it comes down to it, God's not going to punish anybody. The idea is that, well, I didn't ask to be born anyway, and the things I've gone through has been punishment enough, so he'd better leave me alone. In other words, we're demanding pity. Forget justice. But the Bible says there's one thing that God has to do. God has to administer justice. He has to, or he's not God. Pity, mercy, that's a gift. That's something any of us can choose to give or not to give. Even God has that choice. But when it comes to justice, God doesn't have any choice. He has to administer justice. And that's what makes Jesus Christ so exciting. You see, God can give you and me pity, mercy, by letting Jesus die on the cross for us, satisfying God's justice. Jesus on the cross is to satisfy God's justice. You and I deserve punishment, but we can get God's mercy if we let Jesus pay the price we owe. We don't demand it. We beg for it. Napoleon was approached by a mother one day. She was seeking a pardon for her son. The emperor said it was the man's second offense, and justice demanded his death. And it was she who said, "I don't ask for justice. I plead for mercy." Well, the emperor said to her, "But he doesn't deserve mercy." And she cried out, "Sir, it wouldn't be mercy if he deserved it." That's the way it is when it comes to what you and I deserve because of God's justice. It's only because he chooses mercy that you and I can, because of Jesus, get a second chance. That Nebraska man was asking President Wilson to pardon him. That mother, talking to Napoleon, was asking him to pardon her son. Pardon is what we want, given in mercy. No one wants justice. Yet God has to be just, or he's not God. He has no choice in that matter. Yet he can. He doesn't have to. He can satisfy his justice in our lives by choosing to let Jesus die for us. That's what makes Jesus Christ good news. You want to find out more about him and how you can get in on God's mercy in Christ? Well, I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "What is the Gospel?" In it, we explain it all. What is the Gospel? It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.